I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Happy Friday. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
And this week we had our year-end unearthed in 2020 coming out the second week of 2021.
So much stuff.
So much stuff. We needed a little break, so we took a little break. And it's not totally uncommon for me to like start work on an episode and then say take a vacation or have a couple days out or whatever and come back do it later on. But this was, I think, the lengthiest break of such such circumstances that I have had. And it made it kind of weird because when I actually got back to my desk and started going back through stuff, I was like, I don't remember so much of this at all. This is not what I expected. Plus, then having 3 weeks of news to go through to see if anything else happened, which there were definitely interesting things that happened.
Yes, that whole Pompeian thing.
The Pompeii thing. People were like tweeting at us about.
Listen, I'm excited about a food stall for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It made me miss various travels where I have, you know, gone to food trucks or kooky restaurants or anything like that.
Yeah. I am definitely missing travels, which I know is like the most privileged place to sit, to be like, oh, I wish I could travel again. There are bigger issues that people are grappling with, I know. but I really do love the idea. My whole thing, we're still, it's been postponed a couple times. We'll see when it happens. But we are still planning to do a Stuff You Missed in History Class trip to Italy when the pandemic is over and it's safe. And
yeah.
I keep being like, I got to make a side trip to Pompeii. I wanted to do it already, but now I'm like, I got to see this food stand if I can.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, this all folds into the question of when that trip might ever happen. I feel like when I was looking at stuff, like a lot of that stuff is currently closed because of the pandemic. It continues to be interesting to me which things... stay closed and which things are open and how places are trying to mitigate risk. The next thing that we are going to record in this recording session involves a park. And when I was just looking at a map of it, I was also seeing the information about which parts of the park are closed.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, that's a whole thing. I've been spending a lot of my time in very expansive parks that are still open to the public because being outdoors is generally a little less risky. But the Massachusetts, I can't remember which department it is that's in charge of all of that, tweets out, like, the parking lot at this place is closed for the next 3 hours because the park is at its, like, maximum safe capacity, which is just the whole thing. None of that's related to Unearth, though. It's just related to how we're still having a pandemic.
Right. We're still trying to figure out when we can do history things and visit places that come up in Unearthed.
Yeah.
And many of them, like you said, are closed. So it's related-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus a tiny sneak peek of something that's coming next week on the show.
Yeah. I really, really loved the section that you included here about bias and assumption when analyzing bodies.
Yeah.
Or remains, I should say. Because it is one of those things that people often think about certain things that have been relayed as fact, as settled history, but we can't always do that because you have to remember that specific lenses were being applied.
Yeah.
And we have to, you know, kind of backwards engineer, like, did that lens end up possibly misidentifying something?
Yeah. Well, and we have cultures from more recent history than that section was about that do generally, roughly speaking, have like a gender dichotomy where, as a general rule, it is more the men's responsibility to hunt and more the women's responsibility to gather. But when you go farther and farther back in prehistory and like there's not a living culture to talk to people about, we don't really have any kind of written records, there becomes a point where it's like we're just sort of assuming that the way it works now is also the way that it worked then, which is not necessarily true, and is one of the really interesting things that that they talked about on the podcast that I mentioned in that, which is the men series from the podcast Seen on Radio, because they talk to anthropologists and other experts about the evolution of that whole thing and how and when the idea evolved that these jobs were separated by gender. There was also one point, like we had a similar conversation on the show at one point that we got some, you know, kind of frustrated emails from people about. And then shortly thereafter, there was an archaeologist who sort of tweeted out this series of like, these are the things we really have to think about when we're doing this kind of work. And I was like, well, I feel incredibly vindicated because these are the same points that I was trying to make. I am not an archaeologist, so I'm glad to like continue to hear people having these conversations and, you know, trying to make it clear that there's stuff that, like, your upbringing and your culture and your perspective affects all of these things, regardless of, you know, how much you want to try to believe that there's an impartiality to it.
Right. I also, my thing, too, is that, and I tend to do it as well, right, because we're trying to parse difficult subject matter just in terms of, like, understanding how other things worked. And sometimes the strokes get so broad that we forget that almost every, I mean, I can't think of a single example of a society or a culture that we know of that doesn't have outliers.
Right, right.
Right. There's always people, even if you say, well, most women in this culture do this, there's always an exception.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Most men in this culture do this, but there's always some exception. And so noting, as much as we study history, that there seems to be an exception everywhere to something, I start to think about like how much of this is exceptions and just like a more of a proportion analysis that we haven't really taken into account because we're oversimplifying when we are like, no, men in this culture did well, maybe even 60%, but there could have been others. So
yeah. Well, and the grave goods conversation is so Like, if we just think about people living today, like, as a totally made-up example, a person might say, like, I really want to be buried with my grandmother's ring because I loved my grandmother so much, and it's going to, like, it makes me feel comforted to think that I will have her with me
right
when I go to my final rest. And then, you know, 300 years later, somebody digs up that grave and says, this ring must have been a high mark of status. It right. seems really valuable. Right. You know, it's like we're learning things all the time and reevaluating how we've drawn conclusions all the time. And that's like an important and necessary part of the study of history and archaeology and anthropology and everything, all fields evolving all the time. They don't just stop.
I also had a funny random thought while we were recording that I didn't mention because it would have taken us woefully off track about the beads that were so fine that they had to be sifted with mosquito net.
Yeah.
And how they were found up near what would have been that person's shoulder. And in my head, because I am a crafty person who has done a lot of beading in my time, I imagined this person that was working with teeny tiny beads and like they dropped their thing and they just died of anger at the moment. Like, oh, dang it. Beads everywhere. Yep. We've all been
beads
there.
Beads all over.
We've all been there.
Beads all over seems like a good stopping point.
Death by bead frustration.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Somehow it reminded me of I was making myself some hot cocoa while I was on a break. And it's like a particular hot cocoa that I really like that is a mix. And I don't remember what I did, but I did something that just like flung a tablespoon of the powder all over. And the sound I made was so dismayed that from the other room I heard, are you all right? Anyway. Welcome to the new year of recording in the year 2021. I know this is now a couple of weeks into the new year as this episode comes out, but we're recording it literally right after. So I hope everyone who has some kind of a break over the holiday time had as good of a break as possible. Yeah. If you want to write to us, we're at historypodcast@iheartradio.com. And you can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and the iHeartRadio app and anywhere else to get your podcasts. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.